Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive. Brought to you by Huntington Federal Savings Bank. Local women, local now. Member FDIC.
It is Wednesday, February 17th. Your drive begins now on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Our phone lines this hour brought to you by White Claw at 877-420-TALK. That is 877-420-8255. White Claw hard seltzer made pure. Welcome in. It's been a few days. Weather has been, of course, a factor across the tri-state. There are several roads that have been cleared up. I know several still have been treacherous to get across. There are warming stations across the tri-state. If you need information, of course, we'll get you directed to where you need to go. We'll take your phone calls this hour. As I mentioned, 877-420-TALK, 877-420-8255. I just hope everyone who's listening to me right now, you guys are in a good place. You guys are warm, safe. I hope you have power. If you haven't, of course, thanks for tuning in while you are wherever you're at. And it's been difficult out there. It really has. I know the weather has plagued many in the sports realm. There have been lots of cancellations, as there should be, with the difficulty of getting the getting to where you need to go. I was on Zoom earlier this afternoon with Dan D'Antoni, and he mentioned that the Herd's going to be playing Saturday and Sunday. We're going to hear from Dan in a few minutes. We'll get his presser. I'll let you listen to that. But he mentioned that the Herd's going to leave Friday now because they're experiencing winter for the first time, it feels like, in Texas. So Marshall and Rice, nothing is official yet. It hasn't been released from the conference. The university hasn't released anything official. This is just Dan talking earlier today when he was with us as we were interviewing for the week. And he just said, hey, we're going to be playing Saturday and Sunday. I believe the times are going to be same. 3 o'clock is scheduled tip time. Of course, that means we'll go on the air at 2 o'clock, both Saturday and Sunday. So if that's the case, no Herd basketball on Friday. But we've got basketball Saturday and Sunday for you, and there's no word yet on anything else. I know soccer was supposed to play earlier today at 3. That, of course, due to the weather, has been postponed. That'll be rescheduled, I'm sure. Just interesting. You know, here the last few days, we've had more pressing issues to tend to as we're trying to just stay afloat here, stay on the air ourselves, keep power to the building, stay warm. I know that's been a big concern for a lot of people right now, just staying warm. So, again, thanks for being with me. I don't know where we can take you today just because of the fact that, you know, there are so many different pressing issues out there that are going on. But the moment that you decided to make me a part of your day, I do appreciate it. So I've got Michael Byers for you coming up here in the next few minutes. I've got Dan D'Antoni. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming week, find out a little bit more about Rice. We'll get your phone calls in, 877-420-TALK, 877-420-8255. You can also find me on social media, on Twitter, at Paul Swan. Also on Facebook, two options for you. We've got a show page. We've got a show group. The show page, The Drive with Paul Swan. The show group, The Drive with Paul Swan group. Both open for you to be a part of. I'm looking forward to interacting with you on the group page. So I encourage you to find that and just start interacting with other Herd fans, other sports fans, really, in the tri-state. I mean, that's my dream right there, to get you all together in one place so I can just find out what's going on with you and, you know, be a part of your conversations. You know, if you call the show, you're part of our conversation together. But I just want to hear what you're talking about. And so if you want to jump on our group page, get things going, I welcome you to do that. And yeah, I don't know how social media adept some of you are, but I got an invitation to a group. Actually, it's a new app. It's called Clubhouse. And so I went ahead and I took my invite that I got. It's still in beta. If you've got an iPhone, you can jump on this thing if you get an invite. I don't have any invites to share right now, but if you're on Clubhouse. You can find me at Paul Swan. I logged in, asked for my Twitter information as well, and so I was able to do this. And I think here in the future, we're going to do some Clubhouse conversations, and it's really cool because it's like you get to eavesdrop in a conversation. You know how Twitter has the audio tweets, and I have woefully not used those as well. I thought I would use that all the time, and you know, for whatever reason, I haven't done that. But this is pretty cool, so I'm just kind of encouraging you now. If you get on this thing, eventually, if you get an invite, start looking for people. I'm there, and if I get enough people on here, I think we're going to have something pretty cool because I can have rooms. And again, it's this conversation. You know, whatever the topic may be, I'll set a topic and you can jump on when I have this. It's not recorded. It's live. So you can have a live conversation, and I'm looking to maybe do that here in the near future. Just something a little different than what we do here. You know, we can talk about maybe the game. You know, maybe we can talk about the game during the game itself. You know, maybe we'll have a watch party, some things like that. So I'm looking to do some more things on social media. Want to have you involved with it. So again, find me on Twitter, at Paul Swan, Facebook, The Drive with Paul Swan. We have a page, we have a group. And if you're on this new thing called Clubhouse, I just got it last week. And right now, there are not that many people on it, but every day somebody new that I know is on it. So I'm hoping that that means you as well. So if you are on Clubhouse, give me a quick follow, and we will start having chats real soon. But I want to hear from Dan D'Antoni when we continue. And as I mentioned, Dan let the cat out of the bag. It hasn't been released yet from the conference. It hasn't been released by Marshall. As of right now, it's not official as far as the release to tell me that it's official. But I'm not going to question the coach himself, Dan D'Antoni, talking about the game change. So that's coming up. We'll hear from Dan when we continue with today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930, presented by Huntington Federal Savings Bank.
Our phone lines this hour brought to you by White Claw. 877-420-TALK, 877-420-8255, as we get back in the swing of things. You know, Monday, they basically said, okay, you're going home. We're shutting the building down Tuesday. The building was still shut down. Back today. Glad to be here and talking to you. And, of course, we'll get those phone lines opened up for you at 877-420-TALK, 877-420-8255. Best place to find me right now, social media. That's the best place I can respond to you. We will talk to you on the phone lines, on the social medias, wherever you want to talk. That's where we're going to be for you. Dan D'Antoni had a chance to be a part of his Zoom earlier today. And as I mentioned, he will talk about the fact that the Herds is going to change up the schedule. Herds not playing Friday and Saturday. Instead, they're playing Saturday and Sunday. Again, that hasn't been officially released as of this moment. But if the head coach says it, it's got to be true. So that's what I'm going with. Dan D'Antoni earlier this afternoon talking to the media.
Yesterday was a milestone for me. By my recollection, that's first practice in 50 years I've ever met that wasn't job related. In other words, I've been recruiting and maybe missed one, or yeah. I had to speak and maybe missed one, or I had to go to a basketball meetings when I was in high school and may have missed some, but to have missed a practice for any other reason, I believe that was the first one, if I remember. So that was a milestone. So yesterday, but from what I understand, from all accounts, players, staff, it was good practice. They were energetic. I didn't expect anything different. And from what I understand, we got that type of results with this team because that's who they are. We are not going to play Friday night. We're going to play Saturday, Sunday. So we'll be leaving out of here Friday morning or noon. We'll practice here about noon we'll leave to go to Cincinnati, fly from Cincinnati into Houston. So bit of a run, but doable, and we're gonna run into a very good team when we get there.
So Dan, Saturday is still at 3 o'clock.
Saturday at 3. I have no idea about that one.
Well, it was scheduled, both of them, Friday and Saturday were scheduled at 3 o'clock.
Well, it'll be at 3 o'clock. It'll probably be 3 o'clock Friday, 3 o'clock Sunday.
3 o'clock Sunday also. And
we'll probably, my guess will be flying back out on a Monday, because I don't see catching a flight to get back in here. Because we'll probably play 6 o'clock. Yeah, it'd have to be coming back in here Monday.
That's better than not playing the series at all, though, right, Coach, being able to adjust?
Well, I like to play basketball. So, you know, anytime I miss a game, I'm disappointed. So, win or lose, you know.
Well, tell us about Rice.
Play our style offensively. Not a big post-up team. Most of their points are from the guards. They're not as proficient. They do a pretty good job, but they're not as athletic with their bigs as we are, so they don't get the dunks and the quick runs to the basket that we do. But they do have pretty good bodies. Guards get up in there, and they can feed and hit the pick-and-roll guy or the roll guy. So they have a little bit of the roll, maybe not the full package, but enough to keep you honest. And then after that, they can shoot. They can really shoot, and they're dangerous from all four positions other than center from the outside. So, you know, we're going to have to really get into them and cut down on their effectiveness from shooting from threes. But even with that, they're going to get them off some. We've got to be proficient on our end, make sure we score enough points to beat them.
A lot of long rebounds.
I hope not. I hope we go in the basket on one end.
No, for them. for Rice.
Okay. Probably. Anytime you shoot a little further out, you get a little long. But that kind of is pretty good for us. We have good rebounding guards. So, you know, we'll see. Again, I don't think it's anything that we have to really game plan it. We're going to use what we do. Just knowing that their guards can shoot behind screens or come over top and shoot quickly, and they draw. And if you come in off the sides, you don't close out well. They shoot it quick, and they're capable of penetrating, kicking back out, shooting three. So our closeouts have to be really good, and they have to be all the way out. And we got to try to control as much as possible the penetration so that we don't have to draw defenders from the wings. So, you know, we'll say probably they're saying the same thing to their team, you know, that they defending us basically the same.
Well, what do you like the best about the way your team has played the last few weeks? I know that you've wanted to get the continuity and you've started to, but it seems like the guys are sharing the basketball really well right now.
Well, we had, you know, what I saw, we were struggling a little bit. And what I saw was that we were waiting on the first pick and roll and not really just moving the ball. The pick and roll is better when you jumble the defense a little bit before you actually come to a pick and roll. And if you come to a pick and roll real late and it's set and everybody can get ready defensively, it's a lot harder than if you're running actions and then all of a sudden you hit the pick and roll, down he goes, and you've moved the defense some. So when we looked at that, I told him we got to start dribble outs and delays and our 21s. And we've got to get a steady diet of variety and not a steady diet of the same thing. So I thought we were – had gotten into a habit of holding for that first pick and roll, and that was the first action. And I think we're a much better team when we have other actions and go into the pick and roll. In the last few games, we've done that better. The kids reacted to the our practices and the staff's coaching, and we saw the effect. We started shooting. Plus, you know, we came home. We've increased our shooting percentages the last 10 games, and they've been on the road. And when you increase shooting percentages on the road, you get a real flood when you get home. And, you know, we have a chance. And that's what homes do for you. They get you a better rhythm. You start you get more confident. We just hadn't had it. This team has faced some adversity, but we're still standing.
You look at this weekend's slate of games too, and I mean, this is sort of a movers and a shakers type weekend. You look at the top three teams in the East; they're all on the road to the West. And how important is it? I know that it's a road series, and all road series are hard. But if you all come out of this thing with a pair of wins, you're sitting really well coming up.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, every time you win, you get a better position. So. That goes without saying, but, you know, again, they're a much better team than was expected. They play everybody close. They've been very competitive everywhere. And, so we got our work cut out for us, but you know, I'm not one of these doom days you have to have, or you don't have to have. Basketball's played the last game. That one you have to have. If you want to go doomsday, yeah, you're right. You better win that last one. You're going home. So, you know, whatever happens, we'll be around and we're competitive. And obviously, we can, you know, I thought we played Western, who's on top of the league, and we'll find out about North Texas, but Western's on top of the league. And obviously, we can play with them after being 14 days off. So, you know, we're going to go into the tournament a potent team. This is a little bit of importance about the seeding. I'm not sure how they're doing it, whether there's two byes in the East and two byes in the West or one on each place. I'm not sure how they're doing that. But regardless, it doesn't matter. When we get there, we got to win ball games. And when they get there, they have to win. So, and we're going to be in the thick of things. We got a good ball club.
I know that there's been so much talk about you know, Tavion and Jared and Andy, but it seems like Jansen and Mike are starting to be more consistent too. And it might not be double figures every night, and it might not be a ton of rebounds every night, but the production that you're getting collectively from those two has seemed to sort of steady itself over the last few weeks too.
Well, I really think, you know, I'm going to say our guards have kind of established a given. They're going to be very competitive and they're going to have good games against anybody. Jansen and Mike are the biggest keys with Obina. Those three, and Gorin, I'll put Gorin in there too. Those four are huge keys for our team. One, like you said, stats aren't important for those guys. Playing well is, because a lot of the ball is dominated by our guards and things. So they get, they may not have the huge stats, but what they do when they do it, and if they do it efficiently, it opens everything up for those guards. And Jansen standing on the side to shoot, Mike standing on the side to shoot, you can see the coaches telling them to get out to them. So that leaves, and I don't know if you watched the last game, but they were so afraid of our dunks on the pick and roll that they were checking the roll guy, and then Jared and Tavion and Andy went right in late. I don't know how many layups we had. Just going in layup because they were checking the guy so he couldn't get the alley-oop, which meant that the wings didn't have to come in, and our three-point shooting, they didn't get kicked out. So they were trying to take our three-point shooting and our roll guy out from the rim, and all we did was shoot layup. So, you know, the offense is designed, you pick your poison, you know, and it worked. Efficient, we'll take whatever they're giving us and we'll beat it. And we look like if you look at our stats, I think Charlie was giving us our stats, and top 20 and top 50 in efficiency, top, and I don't have exact figures, but they're from 50 to 10 in the Conference USA, the best and all the offensive efficiency stats. Defensively, we're holding teams at least before the last two games under 1 point per possession, which is terrific. You can't look at the score totals. We play a fast pace, and they tickle me to death, all these gurus throw that in as a significant for how good a defense you're playing. It has nothing to do with it. Is a point possession, that's important. and we're under one. One is the standard. At one time, we were down to 1.7, which is right up in there with the very top, if not the top. But, you know, we lead the league. What, Jared leads in steals. Jansen block shots. We're right there. I think our assist to turnover is the best in Conference USA. You know, our NTE ranking's the highest it's ever been. Our RPI is the highest it's ever been. You know, we have a good team, and stats show it. Our record is not gaudy, but again, we've had real bad breaks about playing 7 out of 8 on the road before we got home. And we had to play out of COVID in the middle of those 7 out of 8. So it's been a tough hoe for them, but you know, like I said, we're still standing. We're a good ball club. We can play against people.
How happy are you that this is the last road trip of the year till the conference tournament?
Off the record, I get a hip replacement by April the 27th. I'll be glad as hell, you know, because I tell you what, it's been a struggle for me, you know, just standing on it. And you can watch me on the sidelines. I look like a damn 92-year-old, but, you know, it's been difficult, but, you know, it is what it is. You do the best you can. I always take it back to my granddaddy when he watched his house and business burn down. He had 3 small kids and no insurance. He lost all his money. And he rolled his sleeve up and said, "We do it again." And that was the only response he had. He didn't ask for pity. Let's do it again. And so that's kind of where I grew up. And, things happen. You know, there's no use crying about it. Just go out there and play. I'll state the obvious. This is what happened, but I'm not whining about it. We'll go out and play, you know. So we'll see what happens. This team's a good team.
Herd's going to go out and play. That's Dan D'Antoni. He's getting a hip replacement as well. You catch all that. Dan just doesn't care. He'll tell you about everything that's going on. Power outages, his house, hip replacement. Thundering Herd playing Saturday and Sunday, as you heard, according to the coach. Again, nothing official released yet, but that will be forthcoming, I'm sure. I don't believe Coach was mistaken on when his team was going to be playing. When we continue, Michael Byers had a chance to be a part of his Zoom earlier today. We'll hear from him. We'll get your phone calls in and more. It's The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Now, back to The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to the Wednesday, February 17th edition, The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Hope you're all safe where you're at right now. Actually, I hope you're not driving. I know this is the show you listen to as you drive, but I hope you're not driving. I hope you're somewhere safe, warm. Be careful out there. That's all I'm going to say. Be careful out there. And, of course, take care of yourselves. We got Michael Byers. Had a chance to be a part of his Zoom earlier this afternoon as well. Mars are getting ready for Rice. And if you just joined us, Dan D'Antoni earlier today on his Zoom mentioned that Marshall will be playing Rice on Saturday and Sunday. This has changed from Friday and Saturday. I believe the times are still the same. Again, nothing official has been released from Conference USA or Marshall just yet, but this is the coach talking. So I'm going to take Dan D'Antoni's word until something comes out that says differently. So heard Saturday and Sunday. Catch all that action right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. As I just mentioned, Michael Byers had a chance to be a part of his Zoom earlier this afternoon as just getting ready for Rice and going through all the craziness. Again, the roads have been crazy this week. A lot of people have been dealing with loss of power, trees down, ice all over the place. And so it's been pretty difficult for a college basketball player to just get to practice. But this is where we talk to Michael Byers about everything that's been going on.
Yeah, there's nothing we can really do about it. This snowstorm's really throwing a lot of things out of whack. Classes aren't happening. The whole state of Texas is like frozen. So there's nothing we can really do about it. Just got to roll with the punches.
Mike, for you going back to Houston and it's a friggin' ice storm, whatever.
Homecoming.
Weekend for you.
Yeah. I had a lot of family that was planning on coming in, and it turns out Rice wasn't having fans anyways. So it's not like they were going to be able to come even if there wasn't a snowstorm. So I'm kind of bummed about that, but definitely going to be bad. Good to be back in the city.
Do you like the fact that Rice sort of plays a similar style to you all now? It seems like they've sort of ventured away from the norm of a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they're a good team. After they lost the pieces that they lost, they transferred out. It was expected for them to drop, and it seems like they've gotten better. They've all stepped up. A lot of guys that were in different roles last year have stepped up, and they're playing really well right now.
Mike, how about you guys, though? You guys have kind of come into your own offensively, playing really well, especially the last four games.
I really hate to say this, but I feel like when we blew that lead at ODU the first game, that really, like, woke us up, and we made adjustments that we realized we need to make and have carried those into the game since.
I know that there's a lot of emphasis on the guard play here, but it seems like you and Jansen, Obina, and even Goran coming in his spot minutes have really helped stabilize things and allowed those guards to play even better, just because your all's consistency throughout the games as well.
Yeah. Coach Dan at the beginning of the season sat us down in the film room and told us that he basically knows what he's going to get from the guards every night, and the not ceiling, but our full potential is going to be reached based on how good the big play. So we've come into our own. We're finding our stride like we did last year, and I'm really excited for the rest of the season.
Got to ask it. I mean, another crazy dunk. Like, how much have you all tried practice these things? Because it's like every single week somebody's on SportsCenter, and you've had four or five trips to SportsCenter's top 10 list.
I mean, we don't really practice stuff like that. It's just the heat of the moment. Part of it is Coach Dan in practice just saying, just play through everything. So even when it's not necessarily the best pass, just trying to make the most of it. And I guess that's what I did.
You're too humble.
Mike, what did you all do in practice yesterday? I know Dan was gone. He said it was the first practice in 50 years. What did you all really hone in on as far as Rice's scheme of play?
Before we did anything yesterday, Coach Klein sat us down and basically broke down the rest of the season. We've got 21 days now until the conference tournament starts, and probably 6 days of travel, 6 days of games. So we've got about 9 days of practice basically left until we're back in Frisco. So yesterday we really just locked in and we ran through some of their plays, their sets, watched some film on what they do, and got a lot of shooting and conditioning, just trying to stay ready for this weekend.
Mike, it's not like y'all were goofing off because Coach Dan wasn't there. You know, like, you know, we'd have a substitute teacher. You know,
no, far from it. Far from it.
That's good.
Dealing with the snowstorm, Mike, you know, it's nothing compared to COVID, right?
I mean, if you think about it, like, more people are staying home now because they can't get in their cars and drive around. So maybe this is an omen that everybody needs to stay home and get COVID taken care of.
Michael Byers telling you to stay home. I'm telling you, tune in. If you can't get out, tune in. We'll have it for you coming up. Saturday and Sunday seems to be the new dates and times. Not set, but under the assumption that's going to be the same as it was for the Friday-Saturday schedule of 3 p.m. 2 o'clock airtime on both days, Saturday and Sunday, right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And again, that is not official. That is Dan speaking earlier today on his Zoom, the university and the league not releasing those changes just yet. So take the coach at his word until something official comes. But Michael Byers there telling you, hey, let's take care of COVID. Stay home. Let's take care of COVID. Let's get this taken care of so we don't have to worry about this crazy topsy-turvy schedule that we're dealing with next season. We will get your phone calls in, and we will answer your questions. We'll talk to you when we continue with today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Buckle up. Paul Swan has the wheel on The Drive, ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We are presented by Huntington Federal Savings Bank. Welcome back to The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. It's going to be a busy day here pretty soon. We got a lot going on here. If you just joined us earlier today, Dan D'Antoni mentioning that Marshall's basketball series with Rice is going to be Saturday and Sunday. Believe that's going to be 3 o'clock. Nothing yet official from Marshall. We'll get the details soon as we get them. We will pass them along to you. And then here coming up in the next couple days, I don't know what it's going to look like as far as the schedule being changed, but we haven't got anything that says that Marshall's series against Rice is going to be changed for the women's side. Also, we haven't got anything that's telling us yet that, okay, women's tennis is going to be changed. Tennis is in action 4 o'clock on Friday. Saturday, same thing with the Marshall women's basketball game. Volleyball's on the road this weekend. So we haven't heard anything yet. Soccer, which was supposed to happen earlier today, got postponed. So that's going to be the big challenge here is with the weather the next few days, and we're supposed to be bracing for more coming up. I believe that's tomorrow. I am not Spencer Atkins. I am not a meteorologist, so we're going to have to check with him on that. But the weather's going to be impacting this stuff for at least another few days for sure. Marshall plays Saturday, though. That's the deal. We'll have that action for you right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And if we find out that the Marshall women's series is going to change a little bit as well, we'll tell you the details on that one. I don't anticipate that, unless we just get a terrible, terrible second wave of this stuff. I don't anticipate that one changing. Again, it could. I just don't anticipate it right now changing here in the next few days. But the men's series for sure, and that makes sense. I mean, Texas right now is a mess. West Virginia is a mess. Texas is a mess. It's completely just terrible what's going on right now. And, of course, if you are in need of, well, if you were out power still, and I know there are several places that are opening up for you to go in and get warm, and the Marshall Student Center was open. I know that AD Lewis was open in Huntington. Again, this is just Huntington, my direct sphere here. The Mountain Health Convention Center, the conferences rooms, I know they were opening up as warming centers. And, of course, if you know of something else, let us know. If you know of something else, please let us know, and we'll get that information on to you. And, honestly, if you know of information that we should be sharing as far as if you've got people who've got generators, warming places, let us know, and we'll pass it along and get that information out to everyone. You can find me on Twitter at Paul Swan. You can find me on Facebook. We've got The Drive with Paul Swan. That's a group. We've got a page for you as well. And, of course, if you message me, I will get back to you as soon as we possibly can get back to you. Been a crazy couple days, hasn't it? I mean, really, it's just been a crazy couple of days as far as just the weather alone. I mean, basketball is impacted. At least this is going to be, as you heard earlier, this is going to be the last road trip for the Herd. Men's team, last road trip until we get to the conference tournament. How crazy is that? We are at that point now where we are almost done here. So we've got this series coming up this weekend, and both those games right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We've got North Texas. That's coming up on Friday and Saturday of February 26th, 27th, and you've got the makeup series with Charlotte. That's going to be March 5th and March 6th, and then we've got the conference tournament. And after that, who knows? All I know is listening to Dan earlier today on his Zoom, he's going to have hip replacement coming up in April. Because he's walking like a 91-year-old man, he said. I wish I walked as good as him sometimes. I feel it. I mean, especially with this weather the last couple of days. It's just been crazy out there. So be safe. Whatever you do, be safe. We do appreciate you tuning in here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And again, if you can find me on Twitter, try to keep you updated there as best I can as well. But yeah, really, we're just coming back from the last couple of days as there are several places opening up to try to help you with your power situation or just warming up and staying warm. And this something I would ask of you, to be honest with you, if you can check on your neighbors, check on people who are, you know, maybe without power or surrounding you, whatever you do, just, you know, do me that favor, check on folks that are around you. But if you need information, I know the rec center was open at Marshall. The student center is, I think, going to be open again tomorrow from 9 to 4. The Mountain Health Arena Conference Center is going to be open until 8 p.m. And 80 Lewis, I believe that'll be open tomorrow, but they were open from 10 to 5 today. So these are some places that if you need to go warm up somewhere and you're trying to go between your house without power and keep warm, these are some options for you. So just keep me updated as well. If you would, just let me know. Then I'll pass that information along to everybody, and we'll all keep everyone informed together. So that's it. That's where we're at right now. Just trying to figure out where we're at, trying to keep everyone warm as possible. And I appreciate those of you who actually have some power and can listen to the show or tuned in. I do appreciate it. And once we get back on sort of a more of a normal rotation around here, normal situation of what we do, don't forget you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and the podcast as well. And we'll put that up sometime later tonight as well for you. So we've got an opportunity for you to do all of that. And as I said, hopefully we can get back to being a little bit closer to normal. I don't know what that is, to be honest with you. I don't know what normal truly is, but I'm hoping we can get back there real soon. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at right now. We've got coming up tomorrow. We'll be back here. I think we're going to have another round of Zoom with the Herd on the basketball side of things. Hopefully I'll have more information for you as far as when those changes will be official. But they sound official, Dan talking about playing a Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to assume it's going to be 3 o'clock on Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday. And we'll have that action for you right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and also on 93.7 The Dog. And then we got two straight weeks of home games. And then the conference tournament. And then after that, nobody knows. We'll see where it goes here. So Marshall's got an opportunity. If Marshall can win, now Rice is going to be tough. But if Marshall can win the next two and then come home, and let's just say Marshall gets hot and wins all six games, that's going to put Marshall in a really good spot. And, of course, they're going to be in the tournament. Dan is more concerned about the last game, but you got to get into the tournament, because once you get into the tournament, the next game is always the last game. That's always the last game. You got to win that to get to the next game, which will also be the last game. See where I'm going with this? You always have to play it like that. I mean, he's talking about, hey, we can split these. We're in a good place right now. You know, when we get to the tournament, you know, you just want to win your last game. Well, when you get to the tournament, that's your last game, and you got to win it so you can get to the next game, which will be your last game until you win it. I know, it makes sense. It doesn't, but it does. You want to win the last game. Well, you got to win in the tournament to get to the last game. And the last game for the Thundering Herd will be the conference championship, and then you get into the NCAA tournament, and then the last game will be NCAA championship, but you got to win the next game to get to the last game. You see? Coaches. See what coaches do to us? That's what they do to us. They make us bend time, space, and go with their logic. You know what? I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I do appreciate everyone tuning in. Again, follow us on social media. Follow the radio station, ESPN 94.1 AM 930. Find us on Facebook. We'll update you on warming centers and stuff you need to know across the tri-state as we deal with this. I don't know how to describe this weather other than it's not good out there. That's going to do it for this edition. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
WRBC Huntington, W227BS Huntington, your flagship home of the Marshall Thundering Herd and The Drive with Paul Swan, ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.